Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adeyemi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Beloved, I want you to listen to the gospel, to the radio broadcast today, and I believe it's going to bless your hearts. The message I have for you to this hour is to talk about the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Revelation chapter 1, I pray that the Lord will open your understanding and give the insight that we are going to preach to you, that Jesus is the manifestation of God in the flesh. And I want to prove it to you from the scriptures, that as the scriptures have said about our Lord Jesus Christ, that He is God manifested in the flesh. As you will see in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Apostle Paul mentioned that great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, justified in the Spirit, and received up into glory. Apostle Paul was revealing to us that it was God that manifested in the flesh. And that was why he was born of a virgin. And I'm going to prove to you from the scriptures, step by step, how we are convinced from the scriptures that God manifested in the flesh, number one, and number two, there are no three gods in heaven, it's only one God. Behold, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And you say, well, where does the word Trinity comes from? And I will explain that to you. God manifested in three ways to humanity. He has been showing himself through the prophets as God the Father. And he came as a baby and was born and became human beings and lived among us for 30-something years to sacrifice that flesh for humanity. A holy flesh. Unspotted, undefiled flesh that can only redeem mankind. And then he was received up into glory, and now he is in us as the Spirit of God, God in us as the Holy Spirit. That's why you call him the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. However, it is one Spirit that was manifested to mankind as God Almighty. And I want to prove it to you in the scripture that the Lord Jesus Christ alluded to it when he said, I and my Father are one. And he also said, no man can come unto the Father but by me. Therefore, all these other religions that have problem with Jesus Christ, and they're trying to bypass this Jesus and trying to go to God themselves, they are making a mistake, because Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let me give an analogy. Suppose the president of America, as you all know him, that hey, this is the president of America. Suppose he went in and changed and wear a uniform of a military guy, and say he is the chief of staff of the armed forces, and he wear a military gear and is among the soldiers, all those soldiers that recognize him as the president, they will still be calling him Mr. President, even though he is now dressed up in military fatigue like them when he went to visit them in Iraq. Now, if he went back into the room and he dressed up like a golfer and wanted to go and play golf, you just be like any of the guys on the golf course, on the field, with a cap and all those golf gear. But those who recognize him to be the president, they will still be addressing him as the president. You see what I mean? But those are three different offices he has just showed here. He could manifest himself as the president. He could manifest himself as the chief of the military. And he also manifests as a golfer, just a player of golf or basketball, whatever he wants to be. That is how God has been revealing himself to mankind, as the Father talking through the prophets, and then as the Son when he came upon the earth. That's what the Bible says. And then as the Holy Spirit inside the saints directing our life right now. And I want to prove it to you from the scriptures, so that it's not just we think, we assume, it is what the scriptures reveal to us. Starting from the book of Revelation, because you have to know when the Lord Jesus Christ came and he was talking to the apostles, he mentioned a statement. He said, no man knoweth who the Son is except the Father, and no man knoweth who the Father is except the Son, and whosoever the Son will reveal it. So which means the Lord Jesus Christ is as the Son, He is going to reveal the Father is to you and to me. He has already revealed to me, and I want to show it to you from the scriptures. And when He was talking this, the apostles themselves that were following Him, the 12 apostles and the rest of the disciples that were following Him, did not understand most of these things, but they were following Him by faith. And I will get to that when they started doubting and they asked Him the question. But let me go first and see, after He resurrected, He showed Himself to Apostle John in the Isle of Patmos, where He wrote the book of Revelation. And I'm going to point to some Bible verses where He was showing Himself to reveal to Apostle John and the rest of us who Jesus Christ really is. And let's read from the book of Revelation, chapter 1. It said, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John." Now you may say, "Oh, well, that tells you right here that it is God that gave it to Jesus." But you see, I'm trying to make you to see that this is a revelation of Jesus Christ. That is, He is going to reveal who Jesus Christ is to us. And He sent to John this way. And I will point to you in the next verse. I want to point something out in this chapter. What I want to point out is, who is talking to Apostle John in this chapter? And we're going to compare what is, who addressed himself to Apostle John, and compare it with who was being addressed as God Almighty in the next few chapters. In chapter 1, we see in verse 8, when Apostle John recorded this revelation of Jesus Christ, he said, this phone that appeared to Apostle John said, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen." Now, Apostle John wrote that verse and said, Christ is coming, and every eye that pierce, even the eyes that pierce him, they are going to see him with their eyes. Now in verse 8, now who is talking to Apostle John in verse 8? He said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, which said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." Now let me read that verse again. He said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord." So we know it's the Lord that is talking. "Which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." Now look at those phrases. And I'm trying to point to you what those phrases indicate to us. This, the Almighty, the Lord, who is also called the Alpha and Omega, who said He is Alpha and Omega here. He said He is and He was and He is to come. Now, let me point to this Bible verse, because this is where the Lord shined light to my understanding when I read that Bible verse over one day. Who is to come that we are expecting? The Lord Jesus Christ. So, which means, it is the Lord Jesus Christ that is being addressed, that the Lord to come. Now, who was? We only use the past tense for somebody that has died. So, that's why this was saying He is and He was. Because He is the one that came to die on the cross for us. And anytime you can use past tense for somebody means He died. That's why He was using this, He was, He is, and He was, and He is to come. So it's the Lord Jesus Christ that we know that came and lived among us for 33 years, and died and rose again. He is the one that this verse 8 is referring to. So then, which means, "I am Alpha and Omega" is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. The beginning and the ending is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he says, "Say the Lord," the Lord Jesus Christ that he's talking is referring to here. And then he says, "It is this Lord that is and was and is to come." So we know it is only the Lord Jesus Christ that came and died on the cross for us. If we say God died, it's only Jesus Christ that died on the cross and rose again. So that means it is the Lord Jesus Christ that this verse 8 is referring to. And then the Lord Jesus Christ is called the Almighty here. Now, so keep that verse 8 in mind. We're going to compare scriptures with scriptures to make you to know that it is the Lord Jesus Christ that is being referred to in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, when he says He is the Alpha and the Omega. Now, when we point to the book of Isaiah the prophet, whoever was the Lord that was talking through Isaiah the prophet also said He is the Alpha and the Omega. So which means there couldn't be two alphas and omegas. It has to be only one person. So whoever was talking to Isaiah the prophet is the same person that is calling himself Alpha and Omega here in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Now keep that in mind, because these are the key Bible verses that we are going to be pointing to. You may say, well, but he called himself Son here. Well, that is exactly the mystery. That's why I said, no man will understand it except it is revealed to you by the Father. And when he was saying this, the apostles finally got the nerve to ask him in the Gospel of John chapter 14. And I will get to that in a moment. But first of all, I'm referring to Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, that it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And verse 8, that it is the Lord Jesus Christ that is called Alpha and Omega here. And it's called he is and he was and is to come here. And he is the one that is called the Almighty. Now, I asked one person one time, I say, how many Almighties do we have? It's only one Almighty. And the Lord Jesus Christ is referred to as Almighty in verse 8. And it's also called referred to as Alpha and Omega in verse 8 here. And it also says to be he is, he was, and is to come. So that three syllables alone, he is, he was, and he is to come, shows that it is the one that died on the cross that can claim that. Because past tense is used for somebody that died. And he is to come is because he's the only one we are looking up that he's coming back. According to the angels in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, they said this same Jesus will come again in like manner. So it is he that is to come. So it is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me go further and show again in Revelation chapter 4. We see where the worship was transferred from the one on the throne to the Lamb. And let's see what is the meaning of this. In the book of Revelation chapter 4, beginning from verse 3, here he said, and he that sat upon the throne was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Now, if you have not known this chapter, go and read that chapter 4 yourself. He said, after this I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, not three, one sat on the throne. And this one that sat on the throne is whom Apostle John was trying to describe what it looks like. It looked like a stone, jasper stone. It's not just a stone, but it's cosmic, shining, like a jasper stone, but it was a figure that can move, not a rock. Even though it looks like a jasper stone and sardine stone, like he was describing. Now, he went further and described how the throne was set and the 24 elders around about the throne and everything like that. Now, what I'm trying to point out here is, in the verse 8 of that, they were worshipping this one that was upon the throne. In verse 8 of Revelation, the book of Revelation chapter 4, verse 8 said, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest, not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. Well, I didn't write this verse. You know that we are reading it. So these four beasts that were before the throne of God, they were crying, holy, 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 and they are calling the one that sat on the throne, Lord God Almighty. So we know that that was the one that we all call God that was on the throne. But now they also give this attribute to him that he was and is to come. Just like we just said in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, that the Lord Jesus Christ was the one that is being referred to as he was and is to come, as I just pointed out in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. So which means, the Lord God Almighty, that these four beasts were shouting, singing his praise and calling him holy, holy, holy. It is the same one that was and is to come. As I just pointed out in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Because, and you may say, well, wait a minute, maybe they are just talking about the same Lord God Almighty, but not the Lord Jesus Christ. But you will see that whoever manifested to Apostle John at, in John, the Gospel of John chapter 1, he went further in verse 17 of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18 to qualify who was talking to Apostle John. Let's read it again. Apostle John said in Revelation chapter 1 verse 17, he said, when I saw him, that is the man that manifested to him, that he said his eyes like flames of fire and a sharp sword in his mouth. He said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Wait a minute, that is the same thing as Alpha and Omega. Okay, so whoever manifested to Apostle John called himself the first and the last. So we know that it is the same one that says he is Alpha and Omega. Okay, and then he went further in verse 18. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. Now, when did God die? It's only the Lord Jesus Christ that died and rose again. So which means the one that called himself the first and the last in this verse 17 is the one that liveth and was dead. And he said, behold, I am alive forevermore, which means he resurrected. So it is the Lord Jesus Christ that was talking to Apostle John in the verse that we are just reading. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and verse 18. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, amen, and I have the keys of hell and of death. So it is the Lord Jesus Christ that manifested to Apostle John in the book of Revelation chapter 1 that said he is Alpha and Omega, and that said he is the first and the last, and he said he is he that liveth and was dead. So which means the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, behold, he said, look at me. That's what behold means, look at me. I am alive forevermore, which means he resurrected, like he showed himself to the apostles after he resurrected. And he said he has the keys of hell and of death. So we have established by these two, three Bible verses in the book of Revelation chapter 1 that it was the Lord Jesus Christ that was talking to Apostle John, that manifested to Apostle John in the Isle of Patmos, and he called himself Alpha and Omega, and called himself the first and the last, and he said he was he that liveth and was dead, and is alive forevermore, and he said he is the he that was and is to come. So what are we saying then? We are saying the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that was also referred to in Revelation chapter 4, as the one sitting on the throne, but now in a different regalia, if you can call it that way. He was in a different regalia. That's why they say he was to look upon like a jasper or sardine stone. But they were calling him Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You see, yeah. But they're also calling him he was and is to come, which was referring to the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross and rose again. So what are we saying? It was the one on the throne that we call Lord God Almighty, that also was the Lord Jesus Christ that was talking in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, from comparing scriptures with scriptures. Now, that's not all. When we go further to chapter 5, they said, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Now, Apostle, you have to remember this. Apostle John, who saw all these visions, Apostle John, who wrote all this book of Revelation, he lived with the Lord Jesus Christ physically or not for while Jesus Christ was preaching. So he recognized when he recognized the Lord Jesus Christ, if he had seen him in his physical body, he would have said, our master, Lord Jesus, was sitting on the throne. He didn't say our master, Lord Jesus, was sitting. Why? Because he has changed. He has changed from the physical face they recognized as the master, Lord Jesus Christ, to the face, the position of a father, of the father, everlasting father, but it was still him. That's what I'm trying to point to you. Why do we say it was still him? Because he told them, I go unto the father. It's like a position. I go to the position of the father, and I point to that to you in that Bible verse when he was telling, he said that, if you love me, you will rejoice because I say I go unto the father. Because he said, my father is greater than I. You say, well, why should I rejoice if you are going away from us and you are saying your father is greater than you? Why should I rejoice? Because he is the father, he is going to that position of the father where he has all power and all authority. So you will rejoice if you understand this, because I'm going to the father. That is really what that word was telling us. But let me go further in this chapter 5 and point it to you that when the one that was on the throne, that was called all God, Lord God Almighty, and was said he was and is to come, when he, in chapter 5, say there was a book in his hand, and there was a proclamation that who can open the book? Who is worthy to open the book and to lose the seals thereof? Chapter 5 of the book of Revelation, verse 2. He said, I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to lose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. He said, I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book. Now, why was he weeping? Somehow in his spirit, Apostle John realized that this book is very important for humanity, for mankind. If nobody will open it, we are all doomed. That was why the spirit in Apostle John made him to weep. And then he said, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Now, one of the elders comforted Apostle John not to cry, not to weep, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed, the Root of David has prevailed to open the book. So he was expecting to see a lion. Or someone has said he was expecting to see whoever is going to be represented by the lion. If Apostle John, what I'm trying to point to you is this. If Apostle John has seen the Master, the Lord Jesus, whom he knew when he was with them for 3 years preaching about, he recognized his face. If he sees him, if he has seen him, he would have said, oh, and then I look, and our Master, Lord Jesus, just came forward and picked the book. But what did he find? What did he see? He said, I beheld, in verse 5, verse 6, Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. He didn't see the Lord Jesus Christ. What he saw was a symbol, a representation. And beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood what? A lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Now, wait a minute here. Apostle John was told that a lion, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prayed, he is able to open the book. So he looked around for this lion, and what did he find? He found a lamb that looked like he has been slain, standing, bloody lamb. That's what he meant by he looked like he was slain. You could see blood on his side, blood on his rib, blood all over him. But he said he has seven horns, seven eyes. Well, that's not a lamb or not. Most lambs don't have seven horns. But he said this was representing. So then what he saw was a representation. Now, if he had seen the Lord Jesus Christ physically like he was on earth with them, he would have said, and I saw our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ just came and went and picked up the book. No, he didn't see the Lord Jesus Christ in a physical form. He saw a representation, a lamb. Now, the key thing is, after he saw this lamb, we know who the Lamb of God represents. Okay, but now what happened? After he saw the lamb, he said the lamb went and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Are you understanding this? After that, when he had taken the book, verse 8, then the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Wait a minute, they stopped worshipping the one on the throne and started worshipping the Lamb of God that was like a lamb that was slain. So they are transferring the worship from the one on the throne to the lamb. If they are two different people, that will be idolatry. Also, if there are two different people, that will be idolatry. I mean, there are two gods in heaven. Now they are no more worshipping God, Almighty God on the throne. They are now worshipping a lamb. But you see, the difference why it's not idolatry is because that lamb was a representation. And it's representing the one on the throne when it came to earth to die as a lamb of God, to die for us as a human being. That's why he didn't show himself as another woman, another person, like Apostle John would have been able to say it if he said, I saw the Master, the Lord Jesus, came forward to pick up the book. That would have made them two different people. No, but he saw a lamb, which is representing the one on the throne, in another form, when he came and died for us on the cross. That is the mystery that God was revealing to us in the book of Revelation. That's why I call it the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then they transferred the worship from the one on the throne to the Lamb. That was the mystery. So there was no idolatry. It was just that they understood who the Lamb that was taking the book is. Is the one that on the throne in another form. That's why he is saying, no one knows whom the Father is but the Son. And no one knows whom the Son is but the Father. So it is the Lord Jesus Christ that was on the throne, and the Lamb that was taking the book also was the Lord Jesus Christ when he came in form of a human being, just represented by that Lamb. And that mystery, understanding, will make you to have your prayer united. That when you pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, or you pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are addressing your prayer correctly, because in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's what Apostle Paul wrote, that in Christ Jesus dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That is, we are complete in him. As the scripture said, he said, we are complete in Christ Jesus, who is the head of all principalities and powers. So you have to understand that when you realize whom Jesus Christ is, that he is God manifested in the flesh. And the book of Revelation chapter 1 and chapter 4 and 5 alone convince, confirm, and prove it that he is the Lord God Almighty that the old human race have been trying to get to. He came and get to us. Humanity have been trying to get to God, and God, see, their dilemma, he himself came down to get to us, but they didn't believe him. He said he came unto his own, the people that he has chosen, the Jews, to reveal himself through them. They refused to accept him because he didn't come the way they wanted to come, the way they wanted him to come. But he came, just like he has prophesied, they just didn't want to accept him as the Messiah. But whosoever be said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. Will you believe in him today, that he is the Lord God Almighty? He was and is to come. If you will believe, then you will have life if you have not believed. And if you already believe, rejoice in that you know him, who is the first and the last, and he is coming soon too. And those who know him, you better walk up and say, if we have this hope that he's coming to take us away in the rapture, purify yourself as he is pure. And I'm going to pray with you right now. I will continue this discussion in the next broadcast, because this is a deep revelation that God has revealed to us. There are many Bible verses I'm going to point to show to us what Christ himself might. Because some people say, well, you guys are saying that Jesus Christ is God and there is only one God in heaven. It is Christ upon the throne. That's him. That he didn't claim that when he was on earth. I will show to you in the Bible some of the utterances of the Lord Jesus Christ when he was on earth, how he pointed it out to them, and they didn't believe. And even the apostles finally asked him, and he told them whom he is. I will come back in the next broadcast to explain that, to show you those Bible verses. Now, if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if your eyes have been opened that Jesus is God manifested in the flesh, right now, bow your head and call on him. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you. You died and rose again for my sake, to set me free. I accept you as my Lord and Savior today. Take over my life and lead me from henceforth. Say that with your mouth, and he's listening. Father, I pray for all that are listening. Help them to understand and touch them, Lord, and wash them with your blood. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Now write to me and I will send you some more exhortation. Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona, USA 85050. On the internet, you can listen to our gospel sermons, or you can also write email to us. Our web address is gospeldistribution.org. gospeldistribution.org. Send us email from that internet, and God bless you. Amen. Tune us next time.